We have Glenn Boss on the line, and of course he had a memorable day and he's been good enough to join us. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Raymond. How are you, buddy?
Terrific, mate. More importantly, how are you? And congratulations yesterday. And I know in the aftermath you're getting bombarded with a million questions and you're trying to put that win into context. The morning after, can you put that Everest win into context, given you've had so many extraordinary highlights in your career, Glenn?
Yeah, Ray, it's right up there with the best things I've ever done on a racetrack. I can guarantee you that. It's just, and that's, I don't know, that's not sugarcoating it or anything. That's just, what I felt yesterday was just, I'm still trying to come to grips with it, you know. I think it's the whole concept, Ray, the build-up, you know what I mean? Like, the actual moment is a byproduct of what was going on before it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what it was. So, you just get the good crowd there. It just felt very electric on the day. I think the build-up was, it was well done. The whole thing was, you know, I mean, there's so many different scenarios that could have come out of that race. I'm sure if you could run it again in different barriers or different scenarios, you just get different results. Mm. And it was a very high pressure moment. Like, you could tell on the day that, you know, you don't get these moments very often, but you walk onto a racetrack or walk onto an event and you just get that feeling that it's a bit different, yeah. You know. It's very different, difficult to explain sometimes. I suppose it's like a grand final, you know. The boys walk on the paddock that day and the volume's just turned right up in your body. And so you feel very energetic and energised. You feel very alive. Mm. And that's what it felt like walking on the racetrack yesterday. And as the build-up got towards that race, it just felt like the volume was getting a little bit more higher. And So the actual outcome of when you win this event was a byproduct of all those things that were going on before it. And so when you actually come out on top, it's just, you don't have many moments in sport like that. For me, it's just, I was lost for any word to sort of, I'm still lost for it. I don't know what to say because it was unexplainable what was happening in my body at that time. I wish you could bottle it and just hand it around to people because it was just unbelievable.
Okay, so how do you manage that, Bossy? Mm. And how important was your experience in big races in managing it?
Well, it's not the before part that I'm worried that for me. It's that when you cross the line and you're pulling up, that's the moment for me. Like, you're just like, whoa, you know, this is, your body's doing some crazy things. It's like almost electric. It's like, I don't know, I can only explain it like, you know, if you jumped in an ice bath and then you jump into a warm water, your body just fires, you know, like with fully electric shocks. It's, but you know what, like the stuff before the race, I just had to slow myself. It was a bit too easy for me. Like, you just watch that colt. I really love to observe, you know, I watched him walk in the enclosure there yesterday and he was exactly like he was the week before when he was just having a track workout. He strolled around there with not a care in the world. Wow. He hadn't got hot, you know what I mean, for a colt on a very warm day. So that puts me at ease straight away. I go, okay, beautiful, he's on. And then, you know, because if you see a different animal, you know, G'd up and, you know, rocking and rolling and sweating, all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh my God, I've got a job ahead of me. I've got to really just go control this animal. But as soon as I've seen that, I go, beautiful, that job done. And when you get on them and you feel the calmness of the horse and you get out there in the track and you think that he hasn't changed, that puts me to ease. And then it's just, you have to just go and execute. And I was lucky enough that I was able to do that yesterday.
And you had a specific game plan, didn't you, Glenn? And Chris Waller backed you to the hilt.
Well, Chris said to me, well, he didn't say a lot, you know, which was good. He just said, in my thinking, he said, regardless of what happens today, going forward, he said, for this colt, I don't want him to have that gut buster early. He said, you know, obviously you guys just rely on he's going to have a good turn of speed if you give him the right ride. Mm. But he said, that's how good he is, right? He said, for the future going forward, forget this race. I don't want this horse to be bottomed out today because we still have the future, which is unbelievable, right?
Wow.
He's talking about that already.
Yeah.
So, and that just gave me the confidence because I was going to ride him that way. All I wanted to do was follow my mate Nash that's all I wanted to do. I thought, that's my bunny. And then when Trekking went forward and I was out there, when Huey went forward...
Elise,
that was... I went from Nash right on the back of Elise's back and I thought, this is unbelievable. Like, I've got two of the horses I want to be around because Huey thought he'd be behind me. Mm. I was actually behind Huey, you know. Yeah. We were talking about last night at dinner. So when I got on Elise's back, I thought, well, there's my bunny because it will take me. But you know, you have to look at that horse's sectionals, right? It was incredible. Yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
What, 10-5, 10, yeah. To broke 10-5 there for a furlong. That's incredible stuff. Mm.
Bossy, there's a photo of you in the bath in the paper today. Now, you got the goggles on, and what's going on? What's the technique there?
Oh, it was so funny. It was the night before, and I was just there to slow. I'm going to jump in the bath and just have a bit of relax. You know, just get in there and just mellow out and relax 10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
Not to lose weight or anything. Anyway, I was in there, and I'm not relaxing very well. I'm making a bit of noise, and she's going, what the hell are you doing in there? You're swimming. So I snuck out of the bath, and I went, and because me and Huey, we started doing a bit of training, swimming and stuff, and I had the goggles and that, and I put them on. I said, Dale, can you better get in here? There's something wrong if you've done it. And obviously she nearly fell over laughing. So I was just taking the piss out of myself, and I thought, you know what, that'd be just fun just to send that one out there because it's not, you know what I mean, everyone takes it so seriously sometimes, you know, and, you know, there is a different side to it sometimes. I was just taking the piss out of myself and making it a bit funny.
No, exactly. Hey, Glenn, it's been a tremendous comeback to Sydney and Australian racing already by you. What's the rest of the spring hold, in particular the Cox Plate and the Melbourne Cup and also the Golden Eagles there as well?
Yeah. Oh, mate, Ray, I'm actually pinching myself. And then that's not an understatement. I'm just living the dream right now. Like I spoke to you, I've spoke to you many times, Ray, since I've been home. I just feel re-energized, feel real invigorated. I actually feel like I'm back at that space where I was around that 02, 03, 04, 05 years. Yep. You know, I actually physically feel that same feeling. My headspace is good. I'm great. And, I just feel fantastic. So the spring forward is, you know, looking so good for me. Obviously, Cox Plate Day, I won't be down there. Cox Plate, I'm going to be up here riding the Bondi.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll pack up and we'll get down to Melbourne for the Melbourne Cup and then hopefully beyond. And it looks like, you know, the more I think about it, I think this is where I'll end up staying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's working, you know, mate. It's working, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it just feels comfortable, Ray. So I think I'll just make Sydney my base again.
Things seem to be working out, Bossy. That's fantastic. Congratulations on yesterday. Really big day for you, quite obviously, and everyone involved in yes. And as always, mate, you're good with your time on a Sunday, and we appreciate it.
No, that's good, mate. Listen, I would like to say, like Ray's been, and this is no word of a lie, Ray's been my number one supporter. Like when I've been down or out or whenever, Ray's always sent me a text. He sends me a text every Saturday morning before the big one. Don't you, Ray?
Yeah, well, mate.
Without doubt.
Look
text,
after
mate.
Good people, Glenn. So,
best luck for the day. Like, not many people go out of the way. I know you're busy, Ray, and you have that time to spend 30 seconds to just send me a text on a Saturday morning saying all the best, mate. And, you know, it goes noted. Don't worry about that, Ray. It goes noted, and it's certainly... I know that it comes from your heart too, mate, so I really appreciate it.
Good on you, Glenn. Congratulations.
Has he invoiced you yet for that, Glenn?
Mate, he can send me whatever he wants.
That's an open door. Tanya's hands up. he writes books and doesn't invoice people for them, so you'll be safe, Glenn.
Are you handling the negotiations there for me, Jim?
You want me to handle one with Glenn?
No, Glenn.
Glenn's okay.
Glenn's
right.
Cool.
Hey, mate, well done, Bossy.
Yeah, congratulations,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time. Thanks,
Glenn. Glenn Boss there, the jock of Yes, Yes, Yes. Yes, absolutely incredible win yesterday.